Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, Thursday evenings live at 7:30 p.m. Real talk for those who live outside the matrix. Call me now and join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo or visit me at conversationswithcleo.com. Become a part of the economic evolution, red or blue. You decide, star.
People them say them attack and nobody not listen them all along. So them want me put it in the form of a song. It's like some of be true with trust. So this is to all of you, from all of us. Providing no jobs and telling us of the crime is like beating a child and telling them not to cry. With all the highways you are belong but true. You never build a little avenue with the youth. Them burn a book, things are run amok. Tell me what the fuck you really think about happen. If them learn a book, gun a bus, and none of us really want that shit to happen. Yo, mister, you know me not try for this, yeah. But everything not so crisp, yeah. We just a beg a little help, prime minister, yeah. Do you expect me to turn the other cheek, take my tears and admit defeat? Do you expect me to listen when you speak? You never ever practice what you preach. Do you expect me still come out and vote? No matter what happens, we're always broke on my people. Still I'm tired of being poor. That the Empress for chance and the lion a roar.
What was it?
Yeah. Well, even the richest man a figure learn to take a chance when them realize that them no safe in a mansion. Is a tough way to learn, so you're not really secure. When the problems of the poor come kick down your door, the youth them get 2,000 guns for everyone on the season. Instead of treating the symptoms, why don't you cure the disease? You know, things must really get wicked when your paycheck is less than your speeding ticket. Mister, you know we're not trying for this, yeah. But everything is so crisp, we just a look a little help, prime minister, yeah. Do you expect me to turn the other cheek, taste my tears and accept defeat? Do you expect me to listen when you speak? You never ever practice what you preach. Do you expect me to still come out and vote? No matter what happens, I'm always broke on my people. Say them tired of being poor. That the Empress a chance and the lion a roar.
What was that?
Yeah, it goes like this. Well, we say money fi run and it fi run in a bungle. Let it go a rima, let it go down a jungle. Down a garden need fi water right down to the dirt. When last you touch a marble, when last you go kirk. When a better fire up the oven, no, no need to start beef. And the brook valley man, them need a slice of the cake. Well, them man, them out to eat, them ready for put down the gun. And no war, them love war, but the food up and run. Well, white all and red hills road. You know them have a little message for this close. It goes like this, mister. Your ego big, you might not think we are this, yeah. But everything not so crisp. We just a beg a little help, prime minister. Yeah. Do you expect me to turn the other cheek, taste my tears and admit defeat? Do you expect me to listen when you speak? You never ever practice what you preach. Do you expect me to still come out and vote? No matter what happens, we're always broke on the people. Say them tired of being poor. That the Empress a chance and the lion a roar.
Oh, what was it? Yeah. Well, do you expect me to turn the other cheek, hit my teeth and accept defeat? Do you expect me to listen when you speak? You never ever practice what you preach. Do you expect me?
Every single day, I walk down the street. I hear people say, baby, so sweet. Ever since puberty, everybody says at me, boys, girls, I can't help it, baby. So be kind and don't lose your mind. Just remember that I'm your
the same me, and I've been by your side. no clamp, that's how you lose me. So my friends come to help me get over you, cause they're sick and tired of seeing what I go through. I put all of my things on the U-Haul, and I won't accept it all whenever you call.
No conversation, you can keep your words, cause 90% I done already heard. How long did you think that I would send you for?
Together for my ladies this evening. We were taking the cast off, Broadway cast off, Rent, Take Me or Leave Me. Of course, the ever irrepressible Tanya Stevens with the other cheek, and my girl and your girl, Miss Andy Stone, singing U-Haul. Boy, let me tell you something. My lines are so lit up, I'm getting dizzy. Because everybody's here to listen to the conversation with LaDonna Marie Cook today. So we're going to be coming right up on that, but you all know I always got to take care of a little business. But you've seen me do it before. You've seen me be succinct and pull it together. So that's what I'm going to do in about 7 minutes flat here. First, I need to send out an enormous Cleo-type bear hug. First, to the area of Stuart. Who knew? Stuart, Florida. It's about 45, 50 minutes north of where I am. I joined the Osceola Street Cafe open mic night on Monday night, the 23rd. Some of you are saying, a Monday night open mic night? Well, you know, it's a dark night in many venues, so it's easy enough to do. And it was quite a drive for me, you know. It's almost an hour. Now, my partner drove up, and she's better than the Danica woman in NASCAR. But we got up there, and let me tell you something. Rain and all. Rain falling. And sometimes people in South Florida, they might not come outside when rain fall, you know. Get all the way up there, and the place was well nice and cold inside. I so love it. LDC management had to unroll his sleeves up, you know. And talented individuals. Got to give a shout out to Phil, the comedian. I thought you were a hoot. I'm still laughing at your jokes. And to Ben, who organizes and runs the open mic night. And he's got a few brethren there that are always jamming to that whole crew, including the young man who came and played the drums, the dun-dun or the djembe drum, while I was performing. So appreciate all of you. Also, to the owners, oh, Lord Jesus, I wrote everything down, and then you see how you get when you get old? You write things down, and then you can't find them, and then you just messed up. Well, I know Meg and Jeff were manning the bar, and you all did an amazing job. The fair was wonderful. The event started on time. Again, every individual that came to the forefront, came up to the mic, was serious. Ah, here we are. And much respect and thanks to Beth and Marlene. They are the owners of the Osceola Street Cafe. So if you ever find yourself in Stuart, downtown Stuart to be specific, by all means, drop by the Osceola Street Cafe and you will definitely enjoy the fair, the food, as well as the vibration. And I will be making it back soon to the open mic night, but I got to tell you, on a Monday, and that much driving, and I'm no good. Sleep has been eluding me all week, but it was a really outstanding event. And the place was packed, and so much love to everybody there. Now, I also have to send out a big, an enormous shout out to the woman who deals with me every single day. Sun up to sundown. We both have our own businesses. We both work out of our home. She has an office, though, and in the back of the property. So she does get a chance to get away from me every once in a while. But she is my best playmate. She is my best friend, and that's my partner. Happy birthday, Cookie. She is. It's her birthday today, and this is how understanding she is, and she is perfectly okay with me working this evening, and so I really appreciate you, sweetheart. Now, I'm a little bit punchy, you all, and by punchy, I mean I haven't had much sleep because CC and I were up all night working on Cookie's gifts, and so I haven't had any sleep, so I'm having a cup of coffee at about 7:47, but I am so ready for LaDonna because I have been prepping myself. This is going to be a interview of monumental proportion. Just to give you all a prep, when I first met LaDonna, clearly, you know, the Twitterverse is an interesting place. And we ain't talking about much more, y'all. We're going to get right to the meat of things, you know. But the Twitterverse is an amazing universe. It has allowed me to meet people that I'm pretty sure ordinarily, waiting on kismet or whatever, might not have happened. But in this framework that puts so many of us, no matter where we are geographically together, magic can happen. Unity, support, all of those wonderful words, that we're looking for. And I remember that LaVon had sent me an article, an interview that LaDonna had done, and I tuned in, and actually I think she had tweeted it out, and then he made sure that I knew about it, whatever, and I went to it and I read the article because I don't blow smoke up people's backside. If I told you I tuned in, I tuned in. If I told you I read it. Test me, you know. And I was absolutely floored. And I remember the email I said to LaVon. I said, oh, we need to get sheep on, you know. I said, I really want to do a thing about poetry and such and women. And because you all know that while I love the brethren, hello, my darlings, how are each and every one of you this evening? I don't want you all to feel left out. Because I think they felt a little left out the other night when we were hanging with the girls week before our last, you know. So we're hanging with LaDonna and the girls this evening, too. So, Braidreen, you can call up, you know. Now, we're going to be talking, and I know some of you, we're going to open the phone lines at about 8:25. And then you all can call and just hail her up, give her love, give her support, you know, comment on what the conversation is. Join the conversation because, you know, that's what it's all about. But in the interim, I am going to go ahead and continue to chat a little bit more about LaDonna. Now, I do want to go ahead and give some love and heads up. Her website is www.LaDonnaMarie, M-A-R-I-E. I can spell it. Oh, you're a little punchy. LaDonnaMarieBooks.com. Please, by all means, go to the website. It's a very easy navigated website. There's some great pictures of LaDonna on the website. She looks small, but you know what we say, you smile, but you tallow. Because those heels look like they would hurt you alone, but those are wicked, yo. I'm entirely too old to be wearing anything like that anymore. But those are wicked style. But as I continued to look at all of the things that she had done, I thought, what a most powerful force. And you all know that when you have energy like that, it is contagious in a good way. So you all didn't tune in to listen to Cleo. You all tuned in to listen to LaDonna. So I'm going to go back over to the board. And LaDonna, darling, she was prompt and on time. She's already on the line. We're going to bring you right in. So y'all put your hands together for author and poet LaDonna Marie Cook. Is it working? Lord Jesus, look at this. Don't you love technology?
Hello,
Cleo. Girl, how are you, precious?
I am doing good. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you are a doll face. Thank you for saying yes.
Yes. Well, first, can I tell Cookie happy birthday? Because it's her birthday, and I just want to say happy birthday
on
her day.
I love you. You're so precious. She will appreciate that. She definitely will. No, in a minute, she'll be tired. She's going to come in here and throw something at me.
Oh, my goodness.
Excited. We are so thrilled. I have to tell you, I don't know who has been more excited, myself or LaVon. Because if I tell you we've talked about it once, we've talked about it 27 times just today.
I know. Look, when he was emailing and texting me, and we were both so excited. He said he was excited. I was like, me too. I'm excited. So I've been inspired and very excited all day, and all of the support. So I'm like over the top.
See,
so excited.
Let me tell you something. My lines are lit up. I can just continue to push the arrow thing down, down, down. They're calling in from Chicago. They're calling in from an area code that I didn't even know was an area code. How about that? They are calling in. That might be from outer space, for as far as I know. I've never seen no phone number like
that. Welcome.
Yes, welcome everybody. Thank you all so much for tuning in. But, you know, you all know it just like I know it. LaDonna, you have. Now, is there something you prefer for me to call you? Because, you know, I was messing up Quiet Storm's name a couple of weeks ago. Is LaDonna all right? Am I saying it right?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. Now, because I know now on your book it's LaDonna Marie, and then I know on Twitter it's LaDonna Cook. So is LaDonna Marie your preferred pseudonym for writing?
Yes, LaDonna Marie. Yes, I love LaDonna Marie.
It is a beautiful flow. It's a wonderful name. It's a wonderful name. Now, we're going to get right into the conversation. And you're welcome, sweetie. Like I said, I'm a little punchy, so please forgive me. You have such a gentle spirit, and that comes across in everything that I've read, everything that I've seen. There's just this really gentle, gentle spirit. But I have a sneaky feeling that nobody should ever get that twisted.
Miss Cleo. Oh, my goodness.
Am I pointing your business on Front Street?
No. But what you see, I mean, that's me. That's who I am.
I love that. I think that is brilliant. So talk to me about, now, we know that in my research, and I don't know if everyone else knows, this is your second book is coming out at the end of the month. Now, that's got to be so very exciting, like birthing a baby, you know, a project like that, right?
Yes. Ms. Cleo, I want to tell you, I said September the 30th, because, you know, my birthday was on September the 1st. I wanted to celebrate the entire month of September. But I could not even wait, because I've been holding this book ever since last year. I wrote it actually 6 months, from January to June of last year. I wrote it and I finished it. So I've been sitting on it and holding it, and I've been rereading it and, you know, all the time. And I was like, you know what, I can't even wait to the 30th. The 30th is like Monday. I cannot wait. So yesterday I went on and, you know, Let It Go from Creative Space in a couple of days. Probably next week it'll be on Amazon. But I was just so ready for it to be out, because I love reading my poetry, like, over and over again. And I know, you know, so I love it. So I couldn't wait. So it's out. This is my second book. My first book was Expressions of the Mind, Body, and Soul. And, you know, I've been writing since I was, like, 12 years old. Not until I was 14 did I actually know, you know, what I was doing. I just wanted to get my emotions out. I just wanted to get my feelings out. You know, my anger, whatever I had going on with me, I just wanted to get it out. So my first book was just, like, I always call it my explosion of emotions because I got everything that I wanted to say. I grew up and I didn't have anybody to talk to, so I just started writing, and I wrote out everything that I thought about, every perception that I wanted to challenge, how I saw the world, you know, me and my conversations with God, just anything, and I just started on this whole thing about uplifting and encouraging and, you know, getting things out that needed to be said. Sometimes you never know, you know, what people have going on. So I just started putting it on paper. But with the second book, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to have some type of structure with it. So I played around, you know, it's called Until Tomorrow Comes. But I played around with the title because at first I had something totally different. But I wanted to focus on growth. Growth right now, growth and awareness about who you are, what you want, you know, where you are, where you stand, where you want to go. Those things started to be important to me, you know, so I wanted to take a journey. I wanted to look back a little bit where now I can reflect over some things and I can speak on them in a different light. So I just wanted to look at my own journey and as well as some things that I feel, you know, wanted to, you know, just express from the many people who talk to me because I'm also a therapist too and I'm just a good listener, you know, to my friends. So I have so many people who, you know, talk to me about different things. So I just wanted to show a little span in growth and awareness about life experiences and put as best as I could, put it on paper, put my heart, my soul, you know, everything into my poetry. And that's just how you see it when you read it.
Well, since you went ahead and opened up the basket, I'm going to go ahead and jump in. Let me ask you, pick any one of those experiences that you think that our listeners would really enjoy. And I would love it, since the book is out, I would love for you to pick a piece. I know you already have a couple picks because, you know, you come prepared. And so whichever one you want to lead with, I think everybody out there is ready. So knock us out, mommy.
Okay. The title of this poem is called The Mask. It says, when you see me, it's not what you see. It's what I choose to let you see. There's a fine line between keeping it together and letting it all hang low. The illumination of my mental mindset is bursting out of the rafters, seeking a stillness of a new type of silence unknown. Tell me what you want me to see. Lies and deceit down at the bottom, waiting to arise. See, looking at me, you don't know the tears I've cried. You don't know the limits I pushed or the crap I took, but you see what I choose to let you see. You don't know the heartache and the loneliness that came along with this mask that I chose to wear, all because of fear, the fear to let go, fear of the unknown, fear of finding love, and the fear of being alone. You don't know the conversations I've had with myself, discussing my worth, thinking and measuring it against the muse. The picture-perfect painting of a white picket fence with a family inside with all Colgate smiles when company comes around. You don't know where I've been unless you ask me, and I tell you. So don't judge me, because you only know what I choose to let you see. The mask.
Okay, I got a goosebump, so let me finish with my goosebump, all right? That was off the charts, mommy. Now, let me ask you something. Now, that's a very personal piece. I hear that. And so at what point in your life, if you don't mind me rooting around, what was going on for you when that piece was inspired?
Well, in my life, like I said, I can look at some things and I can go back. Like I said, when I was younger, I didn't have any... anyone to talk to me as positive as I try to, you know, reach out to other people. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of things, like an inner struggle going on the inside. You know, I would smile every day. I would, you know, give my all. I would help people. You know, I would talk to people and communicate. But I, as a young child, I had some things, like some words, different things about, you know, placed over me, about people were trying to tell me who I was. And I just, you know, kind of turned inward. And it was just like, I was like, I'm going to keep this on the inside. I'm going to wear this mask, and I'm going to smile every day, and you'll never know. And it just became, you know, an invisible mask over time. So, like I said one time on another interview, if you never knew, if you didn't know me and you weren't close to me, you probably wouldn't have never known anything was going on with me or whatever, because I just smiled every day. I committed every day to saying, my tomorrow is going to be better. You know, the Lord is with me. And that just became my life, my struggle.
Right,
and then until I was able to decide that I no longer wanted to wear a mask, you know. I don't care who you think I am, this is me. Because, you know, when people try to tell you who you are, I know as a young girl, when you're searching for yourself and you're looking for yourself, if you don't know who you are, you're going to attach to whatever somebody tells you. You know, if you don't have that person saying you're intelligent, you're smart, you know, you're excellent at whatever you do, you're kind of going to go with whatever they tell you. If they tell you you're not good enough or whatever. So those were my, you know, my inner struggles. So as a young girl, I had to, you know, I kept it on the inside. I just kept it all in my chest. So it came out through my writing, you know, as a younger child. But when you're younger, you know, it hurts. It hurts for you to be in that place. It hurts for you to not have anybody to, you know, say, look at me or see what I'm going through, or can you hear me? Can you hear what I'm saying? Because sometimes as a child, what you say is not received. So looking at me as a grown-up now, you know, I'm able to look at my own kids, and I'm able to communicate with them and talk to them, you know, and see positivity into them and tell them all the things that I wanted to hear, you know. Right. And so I don't want them to go through that, you know, through life saying, you know, looking at like, who am I? Or, you know, what am I going through? Or why do I have to go through this? So it just took me on my journey of looking at my life and looking at some things that I thought was okay, and I just did my best to deal with it. But like I said, if you never knew me, I kept a smile. I committed myself every day to whatever I did. I gave my all. I gave my best. But that was just my inner struggle. So,
right.
And that became the mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and it became clearly a productive tool on some level for navigating the journey. I love the way you speak. It's very, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I genuinely get it, and I certainly appreciate the desire to share the knowledge, because that's, you know, I think that that's why we even resonated in the Twitterverse, is because I thought, whoa. This is a very powerful young woman. I want to share with you right quick, though, what some of the people are saying out there in the Twitterverse. Valencia said that you are a role model for her. Miss PD, she said, go.
Thank you, Valencia. Thank you, PD.
You know how Tammy Steer. She just go, right?
Yes.
Just go. She in the business. And let's see. And Levan said that for him, you are speaking directly to the younger him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
very inspiring. And he had another one. Wow, that was deep. And then he hashtagged the mask. So that is, so you are doing your thing. Already, my dear, our people are really, because I knew, and I'm not sure how much anyone that has tuned in has read the interviews and whatnot, but I was wondering, there was something so compelling that I read in one of your interviews, and it was when you were in Louisiana, and you talked about the finding of your poetry. And I don't want to say any more. I'd rather have you tell the story. Would you mind sharing that story with us? And then after that, I would hope that I could beg you another poetry reciting.
Oh,
Right, in Louisiana, because now when you were there, you're a survivor of Katrina, correct?
Oh, yes, that's what
I was hoping, if you could talk about that, because I still don't really think that unless you people were there, they understand the brevity of that event. For again, you tell the story, because I thought it was a beautiful story, and I think Ja was all over it, but go right ahead.
Okay, well, what happened, I moved, after I graduated from college and things, I moved down to Pascagoula, Mississippi, like right by the Biloxi, close to Biloxi coast, the coast of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just moved down there, graduated in May, got me a job in June, and I was there from June to August. And one day, all of a sudden, you know, they said, Hurricane Katrina is coming, you need to, you know, leave and, you know, evacuate. So at that time, in 2005, I only had a dog. It was me and my dog, and I had just moved in to my apartment. And, you know, I wrote every day. I was writing every day. So when you first move in, you know, you kind of, I had left all of my stuff down on the bottom level. Well, mm-hmm. I got my dog because life was, you know, Hurricane Katrina was coming. So I took all my clothes and I left and I went home. But when I mm-hmm. came back, you know, my apartment was under 2 feet of water, you know, it was so much debris and everything. When we went back, it was like a total wreck. It was a total wreck. And I went back and I went searching for, you know, all of my stuff. And when I got to my apartment, in my closet, the water, all of my poetry that I had written was wet. It had got soaked. Some of the pages were bleeding. And, you know, I was just kind of devastated. I was like, oh, my goodness, you know. I left it. My life was way more important, but I went back. But when I looked at my fortune, I started to pull it out. I could read everything, you know, that I had. And then mm-hmm. that right there in that moment, I said, God, say these words. Because, you know, mm-hmm. after the apartment and everything else was just really traumatic. I mean, people lost a lot of things. Some people lost their lives. You know, they lost their houses and stuff. But for me to go back and all of my words from my soul that I had been pouring out since I was 12, you know, they were wet. You know, I still have the pages where they're crumbled up, and some of like some of the words are over to different pages, and I kind of laminated them so that I could carry them. But I decided in that moment, I said, you know, God saved these words for me to have them all these years and for them to go through Hurricane Katrina, all this trauma, then I'm going to, you know, make this my profession. I'm going to make sure I put these words out into the universe because they are powerful just for him, you know, just for them to be saved. So mm-hmm. after that, I just started to say, you know, I kept writing. I kept pouring my book. A little bit after that, in 2007, I started entering in contests. So mm-hmm. in 2007, I entered into this contest, and it was the League of American Poets. I submitted a poem called One Day at a Time, and mm-hmm. my poem got selected. In 2007, so I was in a collection of books, over 100 poets, and my poem got put in that book, so I still have that book. So I looked at that book, and I said, wow, you know, if every and the second time I did it, too, they wanted another poem that I had written. It was called, like, A Walk in the Park. But when I mm-hmm. got to that one, I said, you know what? I said, if they want my stuff, then I'm going to do my own book. I was like, it's great.
There you go.
And mm-hmm. they think it's great. So I'm going to sit mm-hmm. down, and I'm going to work on me becoming the author that I always knew, you know, that I wanted to be. Because I have one of my best childhood friends. She can tell you, she wrote on my page, on my guest book, and she said, she's so proud of me because at second grade, you know, when we were younger, I said I wanted to be an author. And when we got into high school, I said the same thing. I said, I'm going to be an author. I'm going to be a poet because I love to write. So it's so many things that I had to, you know, 17 years it took me to write my first book from 12, you know, up until 2010. But I stayed focused. I stayed committed. I knew that it was something in my heart that I wanted to do. And I've always wanted to touch people. I always wanted to mm-hmm. touch people with my words. So just that experience of my words being saved and me being able to go back and being able to read them and they be legible, I had no other chance but to say, I'm about to write a book. I don't know when, I don't know, you know, what day, but I'm about to write a book about all this and put it out into the universe. So there it is. That's what happened.
And I'm about to write a book, honey. Hush. I love it. I love it. That is brilliant. All right, now given that, could you read us another piece?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, this piece, I'm going to read another piece from my lost section in my book, because mm-hmm. in the book I have five different chapters in here, and you go from being lost, and you go at the end, you come at the I've arrived. So I'm going to read another piece in the lost section, and this one is called Mentally Unavailable.
Ah, interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Nerves on edge. So many thoughts in the back of my mind. I am disturbed. I've been told so many times who to be until I'm losing my present identity. Stressing and regressing over the choices I've made. Terror and shame and guilt are waiting in the trenches to swallow me up. Racking my brain over missed opportunities because of lack of maturity. I know not what I need to do. Sometimes I get lost in the moment of not being able to firmly put my feet on the ground until the moment is over. In the back of my mind, doubt taunts me because I'm unable to let go. I'm here in most situations. My body is a shell that is present, while my mind has traveled into a different dimension. I'm mentally unavailable. Too busy, stuck in a rut, my fault, basically because of my loneliness. Sneaking in and taking control, lost in my thoughts, beat down by my unlucky past, questioning myself. What have I learned? When will I do better? When will I choose right? And not have to live with these wrong consequences. So I'm mentally unavailable.
Wow. I'm sorry. I closed my eyes when you read, and wow, I'm sorry. Wow. Mentally unavailable. I like that. Wow. I can already hear the buzzing about mentally unavailable. They are buzzing already. Yeah, they already got it out there. They're talking about, but Miss PD, she's hollering, and LaVan is talking about it. I love it. You're brilliant. You're an amazing poet. No, I say that with all candor. You are off the hook.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask a little bit more about LaDonna Marie, the woman. Now, you said you were a mom. You have children?
I am. I have two children, two boys.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless you. Because trust me, God bless you. You don't have daughters. I have daughters. But now, with all that you're doing, I mean, wow, when do you sleep? Therapist, mother, poet, author, publishing. I mean, that's a lot of activity. What does LaDonna do to take care of LaDonna? What does LaDonna do that's nice for LaDonna? Because I think that the other people listening, because I think that we're all very inspired by you, and I don't care if it's eat a Reese's peanut butter cup. I don't care. But what do you do for LaDonna? Because clearly you've made up your mind that it's important for you to take care of self in all of those ways that keeps you moving forward, so that you can also show that to your sons. So what are the kind of things that you do to set yourself in a positive place in this journey that can look all kinds of ways sometimes?
Right. Well, you know what, Ms. Cleo, I said that before in another interview. At first I did not know what free time was, and because, like, most of the people around here, they ask me about my schedule. Well, I am a supervisor at Goodwill. I work there from 8 to 5, and I pick up my kids, and, you know, I spend time with them, help them with homework, and then I put them to bed, and then after that, the author comes out. Well, really, the author is, like, all through the day. You know, I'm texting in my phone. I have a word pad in my phone if I'm on my computer. But I devote, you know, from 8 to probably, like, maybe 12 or 1 to sometimes I had to make myself go to bed. So for the longest, I really didn't know, you know, what free time was, but I've started now to rest, and I've started to maybe, like, take some days. I've stopped watching TV sometimes because I need some time for my mind to kind of try to calm down and just be silent. I've learned how to, you know, be silent, to meditate. I have to plan. Like, I do have to make myself a schedule, because if I don't make myself a schedule, I will be everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. So, you know, like the whole month of September, but I wanted to go hard in the month of September. But I take my kids out to the movies. I really get my refreshness from other people. So I can say, like, me and my kids, I come outside and I run and play with my boys because I want to be active in their lives. I run and play with them. I bring them outside. They ride their bikes. I take them to the park. You know, I take them to parties. So sometimes, you know, me having a good time is watching them have a good time or smiling. Or just on a Saturday when we don't have anything to do, me and one of my spiritual mom, we'll put on the TV and we'll dance to the music on the TV with them. And they're laughing and they're having a good time. So am I. You know, I'm having a good time. But other than that, I may catch a movie, or I'm just, you know, trying to sit and meditate and find a little bit of time to, you know, even if it's an hour, even if it's a quiet hour, I've learned now that I do need to take some time for me to rest, because if I don't, I will be, you know, I'll be kind of groggy too. And I'll hit up Starbucks every day. Me and LeVan, some morning, we'd be saying, "Are you at Starbucks? Did you go?" So in the morning time, you send me on Twitter saying, "I'm in Starbucks." You know, it's been like a long night.
My girl said it's been a long one.
Yeah, it has been.
That is a good one. Okay, I don't want to get into a laughing jag because I snort. It would be a really bad problem. I just have to mute my microphone. Thank you so much. Excuse me. No, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the setup of Until Tomorrow Comes, because you talked about the first. So are these like chapters or sections? So the first one is Lost. What is the second through the other? Give us the whole layout, if you don't mind. And this is so you all will go and buy the book, because that's what we need to do. It's lovely to tune in. It's lovely to read. But get out there and spend some ducats.
Thank you. Please go and support. But in chapter one, it's called Lost. The second one is called Lover Scorned. The next one is called Encouragement. Chapter four is Eyes Wide Open in Love. And then chapter five is I've Arrived. So I wanted to look at different life experiences that we all go through. And, you know, I love being in the portrait groups with, you know, PD, sometimes on Facebook and stuff, because we all talk about, you know, day-to-day life experiences. We talk about the things we've grown from. We talk about the things we learn. So that's what, you know, Until Tomorrow Comes looked like for me when I started. I said, we're all looking for that brighter and better day. We're all looking to move forward, you know, but we still have to deal with being okay with where we came from and what, you know, what we've been through. And I think when we start to move, you know, when I put it from going from lost to at the end, I've arrived looks like, you know, I have more self-esteem. You understand what self-worth is. You are better mentally prepared for your day. You don't look at things like you used to when you were lost. You look at them from a different perspective, you know, from growth. You look at your journey and say, hey, you know, I understand that we're going to go through some things in life. I understand. But, you know, all I got to do is shake it off, pack it under my seat, and I'm going to keep moving. I'm not going to let it stop me like it used to. I'm not going to stay in my, you know, where I was. I'm not going to, you know, sit there and keep questioning myself about, you know, what I can do and what I believe in. Now I believe in myself, and I know I'm going to do it, you know, no matter how it comes out, because if I don't try, then I'll never know. So the I've arrived, I just walked into, you know, you looking at your life and saying, I'm comfortable where I am now, but I'm expecting greater in tomorrow. So until tomorrow comes, I'm going to be happy about where I am right now, and I'm going to keep striving for greatness. And that's That's what it looked like for me. I just want to keep moving each day, encouraging, empowering, uplifting. You know, I said one time, one hug, one smile, and one kind word. But if you never know what people go through, you may be the only person, you know, giving somebody that kind word. And I can say I live that every day because at my job, they call me Miss Sunshine. And when I walk in that door, if somebody's not smiling or, you know, they're just like, whoa, it's me, you know, I come in there shining all my pearly whites, and they're like, here comes my Madonna, and I'd be like, so I'm happy that I could bring that inspiration to them, and I'm happy that I could take them from whatever, you know, moment they were in when they didn't feel, you know, good about themselves, or if I can get close to you and give you a hug or give you one word that you can go away with that, you know, will make you look, you know, feel better. You know, but I also have, you know, God. You know, God is a big part of my life because at 12, you know, when I was sitting up in my room, he gave me this gift and he said, You're gonna do this to help heal other people while you heal. So as a child, I'd already had it in my mind, this is going to help. You know, I'm getting it out now. I was crying through some poems, so I'm not even gonna act like my life is, you know, different from anybody else's. But it was my journey, and it built, like I say, it built my muscle, like Mary said, it built my muscle, and this is where I stand. I'm standing firm that I know I did some things wrong. I know I had, but it was my journey to learn from. And so every day I keep trying to get up and making sure that I have a positive attitude, and everyone that I touch, you know, this is me. I don't change. I don't falter. I'm just like how God says I am. This is me. So when you see me, I'm going to come at you with a smile. I'm going to say hello. I'm going to tweet you. You know, I'm going to, you know, be nice and kind. So like I said before, it's just me, Miss Cleo. I don't know how
That's how your energy comes across, LaDonna. That's how your energy comes across. It is always, every tweet that you send, even when you're funny, you're still very, very sweet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure that again, doesn't mean that you don't let nobody walk all over you either. Because clearly...
Ma'am.
Lover Scorn, that's going to be an interesting... Are you going to read us one from there? Or I know we've got a couple more. In a moment, we're going to open up the lines, and I'm going to take a quick break and celebrate the small businesses that we support. And then I'm going to play a little Nikki Giovanni, and we're going to dedicate that to LaDonna Marie, because she's another phenomenal woman, same kind of vibration, genuinely, and still teaching and still sharing and still moving through the universe at a very, very amazing rate on her journey. So, folks, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. Don't go anywhere, man, except for go get you, you know, some chips or some soda or some beer or some wine, whatever. But we are
coming back.
And we are going to continue our conversation with LaDonna Marie Cook, author of the newly released title, Until Tomorrow Comes. Well, we're going to do a little love to the people that are out there trying to hold it down.
If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at westpalmbeachacupuncture.com.
When I want to do something nice for myself, I mean really nice, I head out to go buy my favorite cupcakes from the only bakery in South Florida that does it better than I do. Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes. CWC's 2013 Best Food Truck of the Year. Treat your palate as well as your heart. At Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, it's all about the love. You can hit them up on Twitter at Dolce G Cupcakes to find out where they'll be next. I usually find them out at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion. Hey, tell them Cleo sends her love and save me a cupcake too.
I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built a Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I am a gazelle, so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was 3, I gave my son, Hannibal, an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son, Noah, built new ark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intoned my loving name. All praises, I am the one who would say. I sowed diamonds in my backyard. My bowels delivered uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned and gold was laid across 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal. I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
Moments so dear, 525,000 deja vu. You don't remember you lived it until you are reliving it. Or was it just something you saw but forgot? Or did you look into the future and peek at fate, only to forget? And when you remember, it's always 10 seconds too late.
All right, my dears, we are back. I hope everybody had plenty enough time to go to the little girls' room, the little boys' room, go grab a snack, because we are back. And the phone lines are open. So if you want to just, and you know we're going to hear from Miss PD. I already know she's trying to dial right now. 347-826-9597. That's 347-826-9597. Go on, ring up the phone and give Miss LaDonna Marie some love. See, somebody already did it. Look how it go.
Miss PD, first, listen. I'm not sure.
Good evening. Okay, somebody's on the line. Are you there with us? Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Who's this? Hello?
This is Danica.
I was having quite star.
Danica. Hi.
Good.
I'm doing great. I just had to call to support my sister in spirit, my sister in love. Also say hello and send love to you, Miss Cleo. But I just wanted to say that I haven't known LaDonna for a long time, just the last couple of months, and she's became like a blood sister to me. Mm-hmm. And she is so positive, and she is so diligent in what she does. I mean, I talk to her every day, so I know that she doesn't sleep. She works, and she does so much for not only herself but her children and other people, and I just love her to death. I can go on for another hour on the show talking about how sweet and how loving LaDonna is.
Oh, bless your
heart.
Thank you,
sis. Yes, but she makes me sleep. She'll tell me to go to sleep, so she'll push me. She's one of the persons who push me to get some rest and keep me structured. So I appreciate you, sis.
I appreciate you, too. Yes, she'll tell me to go to sleep, and I'll tell her to go to sleep, and then an hour later I'll see her on Twitter.
That is beautiful. I love that. And you all met in the Twitterverse?
We did. We met over Twitter.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. We did. We instantly clicked. You know, we Virgos, month of September. But anyway, she's just a positive, inspirational person as well. So, you know, we started to talk to each other every day, and we instantly clicked, you know. So
that is just beautiful. I just love that. No, she seems, I hear it, like I said, in your energy supersedes cyberspace and everything else. And Quiet Storm, you're quite a passionate, very kind of quiet. You all both are on the DL, man. You're on the down low, and I don't mean it in a bad way. But you know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, it didn't mean that. See, I'm just old. You But, I mean, you all are that simmering fire. You know what I'm saying? Very simmering fire, but from that kind of love comes that warming. We've got somebody else on the line. Don't go nowhere, Quiet Storm. You stay right there. Good evening. You're on the line with Conversations with Cleo and with Quiet Storm and with Miss LaDonna Marie. And welcome.
Hello, this is Valencia, and of course
Hi.
I had to call in.
Hey, Valencia.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you, because I mean, like, every word that you share is so real, and I appreciate that, to, you know, expose yourself and really share who you are with so many people. And
yes.
I love the book, and I can't wait to get the second one. So, you know, I'm waiting.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, you know, you ladies, because, like, Danica and Valencia and all of the other PDE and Untamed, like, I met them on, we all met up on Twitter, and we every day show love and we motivate each other in this portrait thing because, you know, I think that we're all in this together, even though we all do the same thing, but we have to be empowering women that, you know, we do the same thing. So I just love it, and I thank you so much for calling.
Oh, see, this, she's just so selfless. It's amazing that, you know, you surround yourself with so many people that, you know, in a selfish world can be so unselfish, and it's amazing, and it's empowering, and it's encouraging. And I just thank you guys so much for putting yourselves out there, you and Danica, and just it's amazing. Thank you guys for your spirit.
You're welcome.
Well, but, you know, Valencia ain't no joke either. I mean, I appreciate it. No, because all of you young women, you understand? Because I can say that. Got kind of a little long in the tooth. All of you are inspirational to me. But while I'm trying to learn how to work smarter, not harder, you all still have all that energy. And it, again, I run into people because I can get very discouraged. You know what I'm saying? I was fighting a good fight long before you all were teardrops in your mother's eye. You understand? And I became very sad, you know, in the earlier part of the year when I saw that all of that had gone for naught. I had to put a track on my CD about Twitter because I used to talk so bad about people who I called it twatting. I said, me not have no time for twat. Me and no business. And so I had judged it very harshly. I'll be honest with you. I had no time for it. But I realized that business-wise, I was going to have to take another swing at it, another approach. I would never have expected. Miss Cleo didn't see that one coming, Bomba. I would not have expected to come away from the Twitterverse with the kind of with the type of relationships that I have, you understand? I became associated with my business manager via Twitter. You know what I mean? LDC management and I, that's how we came on, and then we met shortly thereafter in person. And he was so damn funny, and I was so damn funny. Clearly, it was a marriage made in heaven. And we go back and forth like an old married couple. But, I mean, the Twitterverse, I just have to stop and say, for all of the people that can be nasty out there, that can, you know, do things to bully people and whatnot, you all represent a portion of the Twitterverse that flies in the face of all of that. You know, and if I get a chance, and whenever I get a chance, I talk about the positivity, because if you're tuning into the news, all you're hearing is the negativity and the foolishness. But this is what this kind of networking is about. I brought somebody else in from a 609 area code. Who's on the phone? How you doing this evening? You're on the crew. You're on the phone with the crew.
Hello. Hi, Miss Cleo. This is Miss PD. How are you?
Is who?
It's PD.
PD.
Hi, LaDonna.
Thank you for calling.
I had to call LaDonna because your interview tonight is just amazing. You are a beautiful spirit. It comes through in your words. It comes through in your voice. And it's very, very rare in women today. And I just had to call up and show you some love because I'm a fan and you inspire so many people. So please keep doing what you do.
But I don't want you to go right now. I have four amazing poets on the line. And so that's a whole lot of power right there. I didn't mean to cut you off, LaDonna, and saying thank you to Miss PD, but I just need all of you women to recognize how powerful and how much wonderful this is for me, because I'm a selfish SOB. This is lovely.
Yes, we represent women empowerment. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely.
You know,
I love to see women uplift each other. I love it. I've never been a catty woman. I mean, I love to show support and uplift any woman. And when I can come across other women that do the same thing, it just makes my heart so full. So I'm blessed to know all of you ladies, because you came into my life and showed me that all women are not catty. All women, you know, don't hate on each other. You ladies have shown nothing but support for each other, and it's just such a beautiful thing to see and to experience.
Yeah, no, you can't. Wow. It is wonderful, yeah. Because I would have thought the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I would have thought, and like I said, a little bit longer in the tooth, so I'm also a little bit more jaded. You understand? And then throw in the fact that I'm a lesbian, then it really gets wicked. Yeah, you know, so we get to deal with these women 24/7 all day long. It started when I went to boarding school. I've been looking at crotches ever since then. I have to thank my mother in absentia. But I just like, I'm going to vote for like a central location where we all come together, because yes. I'm telling you. You want to talk about an evening, and don't play with me, you all. I'm talking to each one of you on this line. Don't play with my emotions, because when I say I want to see something happen, then I make it happen. Me on a business. So me stay like
I'm ready to go.
I manifest in a place where failure does not exist. Uh-oh.
That's
so.
Okay. You know, I love it. So
that would be some serious thing to get this many women in a place where we could bring people who want to be open. I'm not interested in dragging nobody's ass there that don't want to be there. Fuck that shit.
Right.
But people,
right.
Yeah, I'm just laughing.
Oh, gotta love Miss Cleo.
Oh, my goodness. We love you, Miss Cleo.
I'm like LaDonna. I don't know how to be no other way. But now the phone, LaVan, hold on, LaVan is on the line. You know we got to bring LaVan on, and then he pops you off, because he's feeling left out. Hello,
Bob. You know I am upset right now, right?
Uh-oh.
Entire night until 2 a.m. being inspired behind this interview. And actually, all the ladies that's on the line now, where I'm thinking I wanted to put together a five-author, five-city tour with all the books.
Oh,
and
wow.
And Cleo just opened her mouth.
Wow.
Let's do it.
See,
wow.
You just took it out of my head.
It would be sold out. Seriously. No joke. You know, no joke.
Oh, wow.
We got somebody else on the line. I don't know who it is. Good evening. You're on the line with the crew at Conversations with Cleo. What's happening?
Hi, this is Cleo. It's Chaz Untamed. I can barely talk because I'm dying laughing.
Oh, the lady.
Chaz,
and
you
the man
always
here.
Call with some madness.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you all.
LaDonna, I just wanted to call and say that you're such an inspiration. I'm trying not to laugh. Cleo has me cracking up.
We love Miss Cleo. She's making me smile, too, but you're so welcome.
Oh, my God. LaDonna, you're such an inspiration. I just tweeted you, and I told you, I was like, every time I hear your interviews, I'm so blessed. Every time I hear your interviews, and you're right, we all met over Twitter, and you're such an inspiration, and I look forward every day to getting your Twitter hugs and loves. And
thank you. I'll keep sending them every day. But, you know, you all, I mean, I'm really humbled because, you know, just this positivity, you know, and that's what I love. And for me to just be able to touch you all and know that you all see me as being, you know, positive and uplifting, it makes my heart. I'm just overjoyed because, like you said, so many times out there we don't get that. And, you know, we don't see that. So this is just, I'm not going to cry, but I'm so happy and overjoyed that, to know that I touched so many people and that you all are so, you know, inspired. So thank you all for letting me know.
The phone will stop ringing, LaDonna. I got to bring somebody else on. Hold on.
Come on in
to the party, man. How are you doing this evening? You're on the phone with Conversations with Cleo and the Wicked Poets society. Uh-oh. Wicked Boys Society. Uh-oh. I don't
know.
Hello? Are you there? 215, are you
What's
on the line?
Going on? This is Black, and I want to know, is there going to be grits on this tour? Because I want to be involved somehow.
Hey, Black.
I ain't going on tour without your man. Come on now. I'll carry your books, your bags. What you need me to do?
You're on the tour.
Let's do it. Hey, look, I wanted to call up Miss Cleo. You know I love you to death. You ladies, look, I see the work ethic. I see it all the time. I see exactly how you guys push it. I grew up in a household, nothing but fellas, and I always wanted to know what it would be like to have sisters. And I look at you guys. I look at how you gather around each other, and I absolutely love it. So, you know, whatever I can do to help you guys, the calls, you know, you get your brother is here for you. So keep doing what
you're
doing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, honey, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And see, that's the other thing. You don't hear us put down none of the brothers either. We can express ourselves because we can be women without taking anything away or without depleting any man. And that is the sign of a true queen.
Thank you.
See what I'm saying? You see what kind of love? And this is beautiful love. Now, we're going to hang out. LaDonna, we got time for one more piece from you, honey. So we're going to all sit here and listen and vibe with you. You choose.
Okay. Okay, you said you wanted to hear something from Lover's Corn?
I want you to do what you want to do, star. Whatever you say.
Okay. I'm sorry. Wait.
I'm going to have to call LaDonna myself just so I can get me an inspirational word when I'm having a hard time, too.
Exactly.
Call me.
Call me now.
That's right. I'll drop my number.
I'm so wrong.
So
sorry. Go ahead, LaDonna. They get me.
Okay. This poem is from the Lover Scorn section. And again, this is just awareness, but it's called Trust Issues. Smile in my face, yet you deceive me while my back is turned. Hot breath upon my neck as we engage in stolen precious moments, basking in the milliseconds it takes to erase this place and time that we have marked, destined to live our life in silence, never to reveal our love that we found in an unusual place. I've got trust issues, you see. Don't know if your word is your bond. Tell me a lie looking straight in my eyes just to get your way. Living a life of fortitude, trapped inside my heart, pushed down in my chest, unsure if this brief silhouette will do. How would I be able to know that it's real if the love that I thirst for exists and not a figment of my imagination? My heart has been stretched out of place by these fake imitations of symbolic fairy tales, jonesing for a love that is cosmic, destined, and written in time. I got trust issues.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I got love it. Thank you. Oh, somebody has to look at the Wicked Poet Society. I think that's the name of the tour. The Wicked Poet Society Tour.
I love it. Let's do it.
You know, I told you, don't toy with my emotions. I'm telling all of you.
I'm down. I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready. We all ready.
Okay. Ready, Freddy. All righty then. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna look here. I'm trying to tell you what God loves. They're going to hop in soon. Boy, all we right. can We're going to have to rent a house because they're going to put us out.
But before
we get ready to close up the show, nobody go anywhere, I have to give a shout out to my fundraiser, Passion for Paws. You all have been getting tweeted and I'm inundating everyone. I appreciate your patience. We are so committed. We've got our date saved, November the 14th, for our actual evening with Cleo and friends. We're going to have musicians up there. We're going to have a dance troupe. We're going to have some poetry. We're going to have some laughter. It's going to be a wonderful evening. It'll be a live auction. So this is out to all of my locals. It'll be in Boynton Beach at the Boynton Beach Art District. So we're still keeping the love going over there with Rolando Barrero, who is a wonderful, wonderful person. And we're doing some linking up with them and really making some fabulous stuff happen. And again, if you're not in town and you can't make it, I don't care if it's 25 cents, if it's 50 cents, it's a dollar. Every little bit helps. So I appreciate you all in advance, no matter where you're listening to me from around this planet. And if you have been listening from around the world, lately we're getting a lot of IP addresses from Russia. So who knows how inspirational this may have been for anyone of those young people there that are dealing with a calamity that they don't know what to do with, you know? So I appreciate LaDonna. You are a force to be reckoned with, and you are genuinely a young woman who has her path in front of her, but you would want to get some sleep, star. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to keep up.
Okay.
I'm
going to
tell you, when you
That's
all are
right.
young, you don't care nothing about no sleep. You can go, I used to do it. Now, bomba. I'm subject to being messed up. I didn't get no sleep Monday night, and I get no sleep last night. And boy, look here, I ain't no telling, but I need you to take care of yourself because all of you all are tomorrow. You all are what I count on. And that includes the brothers on the line, same way. You all are what I count on. I am happy and grateful to pass the torch, hand over the baton, whatever the hell you want, Kali. You understand? I am so grateful.
Thank you.
Because you all, my boss is laughing at me. You all just, you give me hope. You understand? Because sometimes it's hard for me to find that hope when I'm looking around me. You know what I'm saying? And so this last track that we're going to play tonight, this one is going out to Tammy because Tammy don't like, Miss PD, I can't keep up with all the handles. Y'all know I got issues. I got issues. I got to rename people and carry on. You're just going to have to roll with a woman. But, because I know that Miss PD, she gets her panties in a bunch, you know, when she don't understand why women don't support women. And, you know, I have to tell you, it's not too much time she not chat about it. So I know that she likes this song as much as I do. I thank each and every one of you. LaDonna, that book is going to fly off the shelf. It is going on my must-read list, up on my website. We are going to keep it going. It'll be up there with Timeless Clock and up where with Sister Fight. So we are going
thank
to make
so
sure
much.
That people know. Also be up there with Bicycles as well by Nikki Giovanni. So all of you all will be up on that page as we are supporting poetry specifically. I don't have anything against anybody else. But I really, 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 in my spirit, like LaDonna knew she wanted to write all her life, at this point in the ballgame for me, I know right now one of the things I want to do is take the whole of you and boost y'all. You understand? And I'm going to sit back and watch you all flourish and bloom and develop and have joy. You understand? Because there's always a time for those who have come before to go and sit down. And I am happy to sit down, and you all give me joy and peace in knowing that I can go sit down.
Thank you. You are amazing.
I'm also in the butt. But I love you all. I'm going to put you off the show, and we're going to cruise on out of here to my girl, Jill Scott, and hate on.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, LaVanne. Bye-bye.
Bye. If I could give you the world on a silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me. If I could find an old thing, a dozen roses, which I would give to you. Bring me
You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, live Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for sharing your evening with me, and I hope to see you back here next week. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. And remember, 50% of the people aren't going to like you. So spend all your time, your heart, and your energy on the 50% that do. Peace. Blow that horn, boss.